Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Wilkes Livestock and Crops Extension Agent, John Cothran. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well today, my friend. Thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it. We've got plenty to talk about, too. It has been a hot and dry summer, John, and I'm pretty sure that means some issues when it comes to feeding our cattle. We're coming up short some places, aren't we?
Yes, sir. We saw in the spring where we had a late freeze, and so we had a reduction in hay production. And then, of course, with the hot, dry weather we've had since then, you know, I think farmers are probably seeing a reduction in their hay that they're making.
What kind of issues is this going to present to us, John?
I think, you know, as if we remember last year, last winter, we had a pretty hard winter where it was cold and had some weather as well. And so a lot of farmers actually fed all of their supplies up.
Mm.
And so as we start this year, you know, we've already had a reduction in hay. So I think the hay is going to be pretty scarce this fall for farmers.
So what do they do? The hay is in short supply. You got to go farther to find it. And I guess you'd have to, if you're going to have to buy it, it's going to cost you a lot more. Is that what people are faced with? Or they're going to have to make some other tough decisions?
Yeah, I think they're faced with that, you know, and trying to find some. You know, of course, we have got a few showers of rain here recently, which that's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think we're going to be pretty short in hay. But I think it's now the time when we need to look at maybe cooling our cow herd down.
So really, I guess primarily because the food supply is going to be less than what we would ideally like. We're going to have to make those tough decisions about, okay, what stays in the herd, what goes. How do we go about doing that, John?
Well, we kind of want to look at the production of the animals. A lot of times, you know, you want to make sure that you're keeping the cows that are producing well and producing good calves. And, you know, some cows that maybe lost a calf or maybe are not pregnant, maybe those are the ones we should cull out.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to look at the older cows, too. You know, if you have some older cows in your herd, maybe it's a good time to move them on and market those cows. And that way, instead of keeping everything until winter and then feeding up all their hay supplies, I think it's a good idea now to kind of cull it down a little bit now to where what hay supplies you have and maybe some other forages we may have that will be adequate enough for this winter.
If you don't make those decisions and cut the herd, then that's going to have some long-term consequences for the herd, right? And for your profit, I would imagine.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So what happens if you've got too many cows, not enough food, they're not going to be as healthy, they're not going to be as strong, they're not going to weigh as much?
Yeah, and they're not, you know, if they're calves, you know, the calves are not going to weigh as much. And so, of course, most of it sells on pounds, and so you don't have as many pounds to sell. It's a good idea to kind of cut those back now. That way you don't have as many, but you can still sell the X number of pounds you need to sell, you know, and still have a good profit in the end.
Our guest on Extension Today is John Cothran. John's the Wilkes Livestock and Crops Extension Agent with the Cooperative Extension Service in Wilkes. And talking about the issues, shortage of hay, feed for the cattle, and what to do about that as we go through the summer and get ready for the fall and winter. You want to cull the herd, cut back the numbers, different ways to do that. You mentioned those who have had healthy calves, keep those who didn't or maybe lost a calf, maybe it's time to move them out, those that are older. What are some other issues that you need to work about identifying the cattle that need to be cut from the herd?
Well, you just, you know, make sure we do encourage people after breeding season, we do encourage them to preg check, you know, get a veterinarian out there to kind of see what's bred, you know, and maybe what's not bred.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and of course, well, the ones that's not bred, maybe it'd be a good time to move those home.
Right.
You know, and like I said, the cows that are not producing calves, you know, maybe the calves, maybe the lighter calves each year, you know, mm-hmm. maybe that's another good sign to kind of move them on as well.
It's important to keep good records on your herd too, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think that's a must with all cattle farmers, you know, is keep good records, you know, maybe when that cow calves and then the weight of the calf when you wean them off is really important as well.
So, because we have had some rain the last few days and temperatures may be dropping off a little bit, that's going to be good for growing in the fields and the pastures. But is it soon enough that we can salvage some hay for this season, or is it really too late to make much of a difference at this point?
No, I think there's still hope that, you know, maybe we could have a good, a lot of farmers have already finished up their second cutting. So I think that the third cutting, there's still a little promise. You know, like you said, the cooler days we've got and the grass, you know, going to grow and get a few showers of rain. So I think there is a little hope that we do might have a pretty good third cutting of hay.
Do you see or can you foresee the price at market, or is there any way to tell? Is that going to be based on what the availability, or how does that work, John?
Based on the cattle that go to market?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different variables, and the cattle market's kind of been soft here lately, so it's kind of been off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's due to a lot of factors. But a lot of factors depends on the crop, corn crop, and we have out west, and mm-hmm. it's looking like, you know, it's going to be a pretty good corn crop. So what I've kind of been reading is they feel like maybe, you know, the market's kind of soft right now, so maybe in the fall we might have a peak, you know, when some farmers are wanting to put back. Maybe it's got grass,
mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of what they're looking at now.
Well, I guess the best way to get the highest prices at the market is to have good, healthy cattle.
That's correct. That's correct. It's always, a lot of farmers will always tell you that good cattle always sell good.
Well, yeah, that makes perfect sense because that's obviously what everybody's going to be looking for. John, if they have any questions about what's going on, or maybe they want some tips from you about how to help cull the herd or how to make the hay go as far as it can go with the right cattle, can they contact you at the office there?
Yes, sir, at 336-651-7348.
All right. John Cothran, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate talking with you, John, with the Cooperative Extension Service in Wilkes County. Have a great rest of the day, my friend. A great week.
Thank you. You too.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.